Sylvia Bullard on 88.9 The Cube, and today I'm speaking with Brenda Hartwell, a member of the Townshippers Association, and she works with the Culture and Community Committee, and she's also the editor-in-chief of Taproot. Good day, Ms. Hartwell.
Good day, Sylvia. You can call me Brenda.
Okay, Brenda. So can you tell us a little bit about Taproot?
Sure. Well, the first one was published to celebrate the Townshippers Association's 20th anniversary in 1999.
So you say the first one? The first one what?
Oh, the first original Taproot.
Okay, so is that a magazine?
Yes, it's a little book. It's a book. It's an anthology with work from people that live in the townships. Its full title is Taproot: Poetry, Prose, and Images from the Eastern Townships. So we have people submit short stories, poems, photographs, sketches, and anyone who lives either full or part-time in the Eastern Townships can submit work.
Wow. So they volunteer their work, or do they get paid for this?
Well, actually, we weren't sure. If we get enough money, so far we've been able to pay a little bit, because I think it's important to pay artists for their work. It justifies what they do. It makes them feel real, like real writers and real creative workers if you get paid. And it also functions. It gives them exposure, and it gives them a current book credit, because if you want to send your work out to other magazines, it helps if you've been published somewhere. They
yes.
take you more seriously.
Yes. Yes. So when did Taproot get its start, or its beginning?
In 1999, we had the Taproot, Poetry, Prose, and Images from the Eastern Townships. And then next year, we will be doing Taproot 5 to celebrate Townshippers Association's 35th anniversary.
Wow, so that's going to be in 2014.
Mm-hmm, so next year. So people are submitting work right now, even as we speak. The deadline for submissions is January 31st next year, 2014.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about some of those that have submitted work? Are there any that are outstanding in your mind?
Oh, goodness, we get a lot of great work, and it's what I think one wonderful thing about this book is that we get both emerging and established talent, you know, because people that have had several books published, such as Louise Abbott, she submitted work, which is always wonderful. Back in the first one, Bernie Epps submitted work. He's passed on now. Anne Scowcroft has had some poems in Taproot past, and she's since gone on to have a collection of poetry published called The Truth of Houses by Brick Books, and she won in 2011 a QWF Literary Award. We have some excellent excellent work in these, you know, that really, I think it's great for people to be able to see work by local writers and photographers and artists. It lets them know, because people can be out in Sutton and I didn't know about them.
Mm-hmm.
Since they've been submitting work, you discover all sorts of talent all over the township.
Well, as I understand it, yes, we do have quite a bit of talent in the Eastern Townships, don't we?
Oh, a tremendous, tremendous amount of creative workers and writers, and artists, and photographers. And, you know, they can be published in literary magazines throughout Canada, but we may never have heard of them till they submit work to us and we can publish it and get their work out for their community.
Right. So where can we get a hold of this book, Taproot?
Oh, I believe it's in most bookstores, local bookstores. It's also at Townshippers Association offices. And you can even order books online.
Okay.
I would go to the Townshippers Association website,
mm-hmm.
and they have something called Townships Expressions, which sells works by local authors. And Taproot is in with those books.
Okay, so you're in with that. You don't have your own web page, or
it's all through Townshippers Association's web page.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the website for that again?
Oh, it's www.townshippers.qc.ca.
Great. Okay. So it's really worth our while to check it out, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Check it out, because the guidelines for submission, if any of your listeners are thinking about submitting to Taproot, they should go to that site, www.townshippers.qc.ca. And at the top of the page, there's a tab for culture. And under the culture, you'll see Taproot. And they'll have all the guidelines for submissions
there. Okay, so they can get all of the information there. Well, thank you so much for explaining about Taproot today. We really appreciate it. And if we're not familiar with it, it's about time that we make ourselves familiar with it.
And yes, this will be number five. So,
right.
Find out about it. It would be good probably to pick up a copy and see what kind of works have been chosen in the past. Because works are selected according to artistic merit, to merit how good they are. So not everything that gets submitted gets put in the book. But we usually have about 37 people featured in the book. So it's a nice cross-section of work from all over the township.
Okay, and if anybody is listening to this interview today and they want to have a little bit more information, if they don't necessarily want to go to the website, is there a telephone number or a person that they can contact?
There's Kathy Turner at Townshippers Association.
Okay.
Would you like their telephone number? It's 819-566-5717.
Okay, so that's 819-566-5717.
Or they can email. She will probably, if they email at ct@townshippers.qc.ca, she'll probably refer them on to me, my email. I could give you my email, too. It's, is it Hartwell Brenda? Hartwellbrenda @gmail.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for your interest in Taproot.
And if there's anybody out there that has something that they want to submit, they should do it before a certain date?
Before January 31st, and I really advise them to go to Townshippers' website and check out the guidelines.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.